Well, Nathan, all set at this stage, I suppose, really looking forward to Sunday's final. In fact, old hands maybe are going at finals at this stage.
Definitely. Done a minor 0-4 again. Listen, the preparation's been good this week. Everything's kind of done and dusted now. The training will tailor off and we'll just go and get ready for Sunday. And hopefully we can bring the game to a new level that we haven't seen so far this year.
Yeah. Are you in bonus territory at this stage? Because you're seen very much as in transition, rebuilding.
Well, that's what everyone likes to put it as. But listen, when Sean asked me in at the start of the year, you couldn't really pick a better team if you want to go and win a county title with. Like, it was just about getting the belief back in amongst the players. And when the girls got that belief after beating Glenfinn in the county final, everyone kept tagging it as a bonus territory now when we're in Ulster. But listen, we never really doubted ourselves. Me and Sean always kept the girls positive and pushed it on. And listen, we deserve to be where we're at, I think, at the minute. Can call it bonus territory if you want, but I think we deserve to be in this position now this weekend.
Comfortable enough first round victory over Clanairn, was really put to the pin of your collar the last day against the St McCartans.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, I think Clanairn, it was probably one of our best performances all year. Clanairn were still a good team, but we got everything right on the day. Everything fell into the defence. It was brilliant. The forwards, it wasn't just about Geraldine that day. Like, everyone dug in with big scores. McCartan's then, last weekend, it was a different story. But I think going into a final against Dunamoyne, it's good. It's good to get a tough battle like that. It's good to have one of them under the belt and show what we're capable of to come back from 4 points down in the second half.
Yeah, the amazing thing, I was talking to Emer Geller after that game, you know, and Geraldine McLaughlin, and neither of them realised they were 4 points down. They just went out and played it. And
yeah, exactly. No, less than 4 points down. There's one stage I looked up at the scoreboard, and it was 4 points, and we're playing defensive football, and me and Sean kind of just had to look at each other and we just give each other the nod. We had to go for it. We had nothing to lose at that stage. And listen, playing attacking football is the way everyone wants to play and what every supporter wants to see. So we went at it and we reaped the rewards in the end with Geraldine getting the final score.
Yeah, big game from Geraldine, 2-7 against Clanairn, 1-8 the last day.
Listen, Geraldine's a massive asset to any team. Everyone thinks that we're a one-woman team. I wouldn't really agree with that. I think the defence has been phenomenal all year. Only for our defence, like, they're even girls coming out of the ball with defence. Geraldine, she's on another level up front. Like, she's one of the best players in the country and she's an asset to have on the team. She's serious in front of goal.
And Nicole really has made a great transition from full back to midfield, hasn't she?
She's an unbelievable shape. She's probably one of the fittest players in the county at the minute, and she's dogging. She's always pushing herself and all the younger girls on. She's kind of the Polish role, as she likes to call it, up and down the pitch all the time and doesn't touch the football as much. But now she puts in a massive shift and sometimes it goes unannounced there. But now she's a massive player for Tiernan.
A lot of experience in this team. I know there's quite a few young girls, but a lot of experience as well.
Yeah, listen, when you start from Maureen and Nets, like, I don't know how many years she's been knocking about. She's a serious head and goal. Like, I know she played out the field the last day. We had to adjust to that. We don't know where she's going to be this weekend, but now she leads from example with Geraldine, Emer, them girls, Nevie. They've all been knocking about for a few years, and I think they've really got the girls in behind them this year, the younger girls, and they're all put the shoulder to the wheel and we're at now.
Because that's the thing, the young girls have stepped up, haven't they?
Oh, big time.
Bridget Geller, I know she's around a while, but she's having a great season as well.
Bridget Geller, she's been unbelievable all year. Like, Bridget's her outlet for the ball. Like, she's out in front all the time. She's one on ball. She's making life a lot easier for Geraldine up front. Like, she's winning the dirty ball, hard ball, and she's laying it off. Like, and she is coming up a few scores now and again as well, which are big for us.
Going into Sunday's game against, I suppose, the benchmark in Ulster club football, Dunamoyne, really, they keep coming back year after year after year.
Oh, that's amazing. Hey, to be honest, I tip my hat to them. I think, I don't know how many finals they've been in since Tiernan's first final in 2010. They've been thereabouts every year. If it's not the final, it's a semi-final. They're a massive team, and they deserve to be where they're at. They're putting in serious shifts. I think Tiernan as well. I know they're a team in transition, but listen, we've always been thereabouts. The girls do have that All-Ireland title under the belt, and that should stand in this weekend.
How's preparations going?
Preparations are going good. Ava McDade, she's more than likely not going to be playing this weekend. She's picked up an injury in a school match a few weeks ago, but other than that, I think we're going under the game.
You have Emer Alcorn back as well, have you?
Emer Alcorn's back as well this weekend, yes. Her suspension's up on the Saturday night, so another big bonus to the team.